Let's do the 1:30 news with Jake.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, Mino.
Raising Cane's and Welp on Garage Door.
These stories are a dime a dozen these days. Support animals. Wacky, wacky support animals. A Michigan woman last week shared her tale of flying on February 7th from Ford International Airport in Michigan to DFW Airport with a final destination of Ontario International Airport in California. It was no ordinary journey, though. She had her miniature service horse, Fred. Very strong horse name, by the way. In tow. I believe she
The smallest horse you can have? That seems like that'd be still big. A miniature horse.
You ever been up close to a miniature horse?
No, that's what I'm saying. How big are we talking about?
Little Sebastian?
Not that big.
R.I.P.
There's nothing next to it. I have no
you can see
point of reference.
Plane seats, though.
Oh, okay. It's
It's Great Dane size, probably.
Yeah, it's too big.
Well, in this case,
you can't bring a Great Dane either.
She did. She said she purchased two first class seats, bulkhead seating. I paid an arm and a leg for the tickets, but I did so because it was Fred's first time.
Just for the thing?
I think so.
Or one for her and one for...
I think two for him. He's sitting in two seats in this
first
photo.
Class.
Yeah. I wanted him to be comfortable. I wanted him to have the most room. Everyone was sweet as pie. TSA was amazing. The experience was way better than I actually anticipated. The woman in question, Ronica Frost, actually runs the animal assisted therapy nonprofit Little Horses Big Smiles. No Buckets is the name of their outfit. Little Horses Big Smiles, No Buckets Inc.
No relation to Little People Big World on TLC.
No.
What are you doing?
It's Justin's favorite show.
I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
And you guys bag on Abby and Brittany.
Well, there's a certain thing where TLC is great, but there's a voyeuristic, uncomfortable, porn type thing to it. Like, you're just vulturing off someone else's... Like, you show me the 1,000-pound guy who has to be taken out with the jaws of life from his house, I'll watch that for 5 minutes.
Doesn't that stand for the learning channel?
It does. It does.
When did they pivot?
It used to. It's now just TLC.
Yeah.
Doesn't stand for anything.
Like KFC?
Or bad radio. It's not Bob and Dan anymore.
There you go.
Wow, look at that.
Well, I probably would not be doing this story if it was just that this woman's post went viral and that she made some cable rounds talking about it. So why am I doing this story?
I don't know.
It seems as if Fox 4, Dan and Jake's TV home, it seems like they discussed this story yesterday. And the reason I know they discussed this story yesterday is because today, morning anchor Tim Ryan had to make a statement.
Much more serious story now. And yesterday we ran a story about a woman who flew on an airline with a service animal. It was a miniature horse. Everyone else around me was restrained in their reactions to the story. I was not. My comments about the Michigan woman, Ronica Frozy, were insensitive and mean-spirited. I've been thinking a lot about this overnight. I tried to make myself bigger by making her smaller. That is just plain wrong. I should have looked deeper into the story instead of reacting without thinking and without empathy. Ronica, I saw you as a punchline, not as a person. I am sorry. We heard from a lot of people who were offended by my comments. Also sorry to have put everyone else who was on the set with me in an awkward position. I hope that they, Miss Frozy, and all of you will accept my apology. It is sincere.
Oh, wow!
Yes, our forecast, thank you, Tim, is as well. It is 48 degrees.
Wow. There's a nip in the air. Well, you know my long-standing rule on this.
I do.
And I believe it should be enforced because now I need to hear that. Who's going to give me that audio?
I need it bad.
I need to know what was said exactly. Who records the Fox 4 morning show? Is that anybody do that? I record...
I know we have the nightly news on that computer.
I have the nightlies, and as of the second I heard this morning... My YouTube TV now records every single second of local television broadcasts from 4 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. on all four networks every day.
Well, these are all great for our future problems.
I know, but you learn, you live and learn, right?
Today. No, no, we are not going to give up on... You can't just go, well, they didn't air it.
I'm going to find this, but in the future... I will have it easier because, yes, this is now my holy grail.
All right, here's what we need to speculate on.
Yeah.
What could you have said? What? Because I would think if anybody would think of something that would need an apology, I just put myself on that list of guys that might have to apologize. Would you agree, Julie? Am I not being too...
No, I would totally agree.
Too full of myself here just to say...
We don't have to apologize all the time.
Right, right. No, it's expected for us to...
Yes, what'd he be talking about?
What could he have said? Like, man, let's look how their faces match.
Why the long face?
Yeah, and I imagine him kind of galloping around the studio like a little horse. He's like, oh, I'm here to support you. What do you have, anxiety? I'd like some peanuts.
Is that your horse voice?
I don't know.
Wow.
I must
have
this audio.
Let's hear the beginning.
This is why I've always said, I don't know if you're familiar with this, Julie, but over the years, it's never apologize. All it does is double the audience that knows that you did something wrong. Because you get new audience every day, so often... An apology just makes something bigger.
And you leave it up to people to speculate about what you did like we are right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, unless they're going to replay it and then go, look, I apologize for what I did yesterday. Here's what I did yesterday.
Like he might have just said, a horse for a support animal, that seems a little silly. All right, on to the weather. You know, that might have been it.
But his apology is way more detailed than that, and he made himself bigger to make her smaller and...
Yes, all right. Much more serious story now, and...
Much more serious story. Much more. Look, we're not going to Fallujah here. This is not a story about Wuhan province.
It's the woman with the horse on a plane.
The horse is alive.
Let's bring it down a notch here.
She's alive.
Yeah, but what I did yesterday was...
Yes, all right. Much more serious story now. And yesterday we ran a story about a woman who flew on an airline with a service animal. It was a miniature horse. Everyone else around me was restrained in their reactions to the story. I was not. My comments about the Michigan woman, Ronica Frozy, were insensitive and mean-spirited. I've been thinking a lot about this overnight. I tried to make myself bigger by making her smaller. That is just plain wrong. I should have looked deeper into the story instead of reacting without thinking and without empathy. Ronica, I saw you as a punchline, not as a person. I am sorry.
Like, what could he have possibly said?
I used her as a punchline.
Stupid bitch. Yeah, like,
not as a person. Wait, let's take a look. Can I get a picture here? What do we got there?
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, could she have?
Oh yeah,
could he
exactly.
Have made
yeah,
fun
yeah,
of
right.
The way she looks. I'm not
he
seeing
has
a
stand
picture
up and
of her
turn
anywhere.
Around.
Would Junior be interested in the story?
Yeah, he didn't say that.
I'm only seeing a picture of the
of
horse.
The horse.
I need to know, dude.
I know.
I'm kidding.
I was hoping somebody would have sent it to us like during the segment, but yeah, I thought this was a classic case of.
Do you know the name of the horse?
Law.
I'm looking at the story.
Yeah, Fred.
No.
Full name.
Oh no.
Julie?
Frecklebutt Fred.
Okay, I rescind my.
There's a picture
of
her.
Of
now, here's a picture of her with the horse's snout right there in the.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
On home plate there. So, could he have. she seems pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, I'd say it's a service animal. All right, let's go over to weather. Check out, we got a little traffic on 635.
You know what you've done is you've made it uncomfortable for the rest of us here in the studio, Jake.
I love that part, too, when he's like, the rest of my colleagues were restrained in their reactions, which is him low-key kind of saying, yep. Everybody wanted to laugh.
Look, she's nice. She's cute. I mean, not, you know, whatever. She's fine. Nice person. Why would you say anything mean about her?
Well, it might not have been that mean. It might just have been standard fare, but...
Maybe it was morning show mean?
Yes.
Right.
Just like, what? Pressbox Hot.
Hey!
Morning show mean.
Boom. I have never heard that term before.
Me
boom!
Either.
I'm going to call that a high. Dan would never be able to identify.
That's a high
that, sort of.
That you might hear on the stoned line.
All right, there is your 1:30 news, yes. And please, shooters on the corners, if you have that audio or video, get it to... Oh, okay, hold on. Maybe when we come back.
Ooh.
But in addition to
really?
That, possibly when we come back. But up next, we'll kick off a little NFL sesh. They're messing with the playoff rules, and the Browns literally can't do anything. All right, 5 till 2. That's Super Bad Radio. With Dan, with Jake... We're going to talk some NFL for the next 30 or 40 minutes because there are guilty as charged with all the stories. But we have a little bit of Thursday segment before follow-up.
Is this Friday follow-up?
If you did not hear the last segment, we were talking about Fox 4 anchor Tim Ryan, who's been there for forever, 30 years, I believe, last year. And he issued an apology for something that we didn't really hear and had not heard. Here's a little bit of that apology.
Good first class.
Oh, no, wait.
I'm sure the...
We heard from a lot.
Yes.
All right. Much more serious story now. And yesterday we ran a story about a woman who flew on an airline with a service animal. It was a miniature horse. Everyone else around me was restrained in their reactions to the story. I was not. My comments about the Michigan woman, Ronica Frozy, were insensitive and mean-spirited. I've been thinking a lot about this overnight. I tried to make myself bigger by making her smaller. That is just plain wrong. I should have looked deeper into the story instead of reacting without thinking and without empathy. Ronica, I saw you as a punchline, not as a person. I am sorry.
He went on for another 30
seconds. That's one of the most specific, detailed apologies I've ever really heard.
Right.
Like, wow, that sounds terrible what he did.
So let's find out.
But what did he do?
This is not phenomenal quality, but we will stop and start it and sort of audio transcribe it for you because this was posted to the Facebook page of Fred the Miniature Horse, who has his own Facebook page. And it was also posted to the Facebook group account Little Horses Big Smiles Inc., which is the account or the company, the group that the woman in question runs. So she recorded this from her television, or maybe one of her friends did, and sent it to her. So not great quality, but the whole crew's up there. Got the weather guy, got two other anchors up there, and they start having a morning show ball.
Good first class. I'm sure the animal is just adorable. It does not belong out of place.
It is cute. Now I'm going to start bringing my service turtle.
Okay, so weatherman just said, I'm going to start bringing my service turtle.
Okay.
So Tim is not exactly the only shooter here.
Adorable. It does not belong out of place.
It is cute. Now I'm going to start bringing my service turtle. Fred is my turtle, so I've got a service tortoise.
And there are lots of service animals that do amazing, remarkable things, but I feel like it's gotten out of control a little.
I may sound a little close-minded.
Okay. I'm not a racist, but... I may sound a little close-minded.
You've got some capital. Why don't you start an airline for folks that want to fly with their pets?
What are your thoughts?
If she is so screwed up she needs to bring a horse on an airplane, she doesn't need to get on an airplane. She needs to get in the car.
Tim Ryan.
And you can tell it to Tim.
I was not a part of that commentary. I want you all to know that. I wasn't
thinking it. You're just not willing to say it. There's something wrong with you if you need to bring a horse onto an airplane.
You tell him, Tim.
Well, I don't want to judge because I'm a teacher, but I don't know why she needs to be.
We can judge.
You can judge if you had to sit in that seat next to that horse's butt.
Seriously, and yes, I'm definitely a mile five.
I can hear the angry phone calls right now.
Yeah.
Somebody's hot babysitting next sports to the TV while they're doing it.
Yeah. So you can see in the video there's baby stuff everywhere. But yeah, he said if you're so screwed up you need to bring a horse on an airplane.
Okay, that is
you don't need to be on an airplane. You need to be in a car. And they also kind of stopped.
That's some high comedy from Tim. I didn't know he had that in him.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, I feel like he did not need to issue that kind of an apology.
I totally agree. And I also want to give shout out to Fox 4 because someone in their production department played Tim Ryan. My guess is drop whenever they listen.
You've got some capital. Why don't you start an airline for folks that want to fly with their pets?
What are your thoughts?
If she is so screwed up, she needs to bring a horse on an airplane. She doesn't need to get on an airplane. She needs to get in the car.
Right. They got Groobs or Mino in there?
Boy, everybody else laid out on him, too, in distance as far as they get. That's Tim. I certainly wouldn't say that.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the dude bringing in Frank the Turtle is not so coy about his line of humor here. I out of the way and let Tim run an ISO at the top of the key.
I believe if I was like a 5 on Tim Ryan before, I'm now like a 7 or an 8.
Absolutely. I'm getting closer
to... Then the next day, dropped back down to like a 6.
Yeah.
Although he may have been forced to apologize from those who...
There's no may about it.
Who signed his checks. He didn't go home and was really thinking about that all night.
Thinking about it. It's been weighing on my mind.
Wow. That's great. That's good follow-up. I wonder if we can get the clean audio. Or if Fox 4 would not be apt to share that with us. Why not? It's not that bad.
No, you know... Everything is everything for them, too, though, right? Everyone's freaking out.
Yeah, you get a couple of complaints, and then you worry about... Look, this horse lady can't affect your bottom line.
What's she going to do?
Go after her.
Complain to her horse?
Yeah, what's she going to do? Fly all the way to see you?
Oh, hope they don't take your horse off the flight.
Count me as pro Tim Ryan on this one.
So, just a couple weeks ago, we were discussing...
This week in Tim.
Potential
today and Tim
changes to today in teens, today in technology, today in Tim, today in Trey.